Welcome to Powell the Songs, a look into Powell gatherings in Minnesota, their historical and traditional significance, and the integral role of the drums, the singers, and their songs. And here's your host, Terry Goodsky.
Good afternoon. This is Terry Goodsky. I'm sitting here in District 2 of Net Lake, otherwise known as Lake Vermilion. My guest today is Joe Bouger. Joel, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I've been singing on the drum. I live up on the Lake Vermilion sector. I've been singing now for over 26 years with the Lake Vermilion drum group. I know Terry here. He sings with us also. We travel a little bit. I got three children. My girlfriend lives with me. I've lived on Vermilion now for about 6 months. Ain't much more to know.
All right, could you tell me a little bit about your singing experiences?
Like I said, been singing for 26 years with the same drum group. When I was 10 years old, we were taught by Harold Lightfeather. He brought us in. Started coming up twice a week to the Vermilion gym down there. Come up twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. There was about 8 or 9, maybe 10 of us that sang, and he taught us for a good 2-3 years. And after that, he kind of saw we were all growing up and getting really experienced, and kind of just sent us out on our own. So basically, Terry here and Terry Lightfeather were the adults on our drum group, and they kind of took us under their wing and showed us how to go on the Powell Trail.
All right, could you kind of tell me a little bit about the first songs you guys have learned?
The first songs we learned, they're pretty easy songs, old songs. There is the MC song. We learned the flag song right away. We learned a veteran song, a sneak up. Basically, all the songs for the start of a powwow, I should say, like the grand entry, crow hop. We learned all those songs first, the honor songs for the powwow.
You kind of explained a little bit about the MC song, if you can remember. I know it's been a long time.
Okay, well, the way I remember it, it was a song made for Jim Windigo, to honor Jim Windigo. It's really hard to remember. Harold told us about it when he taught us it, and he said it was a song made for Jim Windigo to honor him and his doings, I guess. Everything he's done for the Native people or the Powell Trail.
Okay. All right, can you kind of explain a little bit of meaning of why you started singing?
It was mostly my friend, you know, all my friends up here on the res were doing it when I got up. Me and my brother Jeff got up here, and we saw all the boys running down to the center, to the gym. And we're like, what's going on? You know, they're like, drum practice. And we're like, what is drum practice, you know? And so we all went down there, and next thing you know, we're running down there every Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, to go meet Harold. I love singing. From that first day, it was something inside in my heart that I felt strong about, you know, like first time you're looking at your baby, like something like that, you know, that first time, you know, I've heard the songs, you know, it's like I wanted to sing those songs. So it was really a spiritual beginning for me, I could say.
As a member of Lake Vermilion, can you tell me a little bit about how you represented yourself when you went to other places?
I just try to be responsible, you know, like when we'd have younger kids on around the drum group, around the drum and everything, try to teach them how I was taught, you know, to be respectful around the drum, be respectful when you're in the circle. Just don't disrespect any of our elders and dancers and singers, you know, to be respectful. Do to others as you would have done to yourself.
What does the drum mean to you?
The drum means to me, well, it's the heartbeat of our nation, you know? It's the heartbeat of our people. And it, to me, it means a spiritual power, you know? And it's like when you're in the circle and you're singing, it's that drum beat is like a power that can be heard by all and felt by all, you know, and us singing and hitting the drum like that, it can be felt and heard by all the people.
Tell me a little bit about your roles as a singer. I know for once in a while, you know, you're given a lead. Can you kind of explain what a push-up is to people that don't understand?
It's okay. Well, it's broke down into push-ups, which is a verse of the song. And when the song starts, there'll be a beginning lead. So basically, when we were younger, there was always one lead singer. But as we got older and older, now everybody leads. So someone would lead the song to start the song. We'd back it up, sing one verse. That'd be a push-up. And then when the next lead comes, that'd be the beginning of the second push-up. So it's broke down. Most songs, contest songs, are four push-ups. Honor songs, traditional songs, could be anywhere from 4 to 10, depending on what we're honoring or how many people are in the dance. It's you kind of do it as the powwow goes, you know. It's like however big the powwow is, that's how long you do an honor song.
Okay. You kind of explain to me your roles as a lead singer or singer.
My role as a lead singer would just be to know what song we're going to sing, you know. I mean, we usually go over the song before we start singing. And know what we're gonna sing and when the lead comes up. That you have to kind of be aware of how many push-ups we're doing and, you know, when the lead comes up. You know, I mean, and like I said, it's like we all lead now. So, you know, almost everybody on our drum group leads now. So we kind of have fun with it, pass it around. And usually, everybody gets a chance to lead, so it's like we don't just have one.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the Lake Vermilion Drum Group, if you can.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Well, the history is we did start, like I said, when I was 10 years old, so I'm 35 right now. So I'd be 25 years ago. We started as the Vermilion Young Eagles. That was, like I said, down in the gym, the old gym. We went from there. We practiced for a good 2-3 years. And then we went out to a few powwows here and there. Harold and Vern Adams would take us out to powwows. You know, close by powwows, just one day powwows. We never got to go out for the weekends. And then when Terry started singing with us, they kind of showed us different songs, and then they took us to powwows, which was Terry's grandfather. He basically sent us out to powwows. He gave us the needs of rides and whatnot, and from there it's like we hit the powwow trail hard. It was easier when we were younger because we didn't have jobs, we didn't have families, you know. We were just able just to go, you know. I mean, we all had that youth where we were able to just, hey, can we go to a powwow? Okay, let's go, you know. And then we didn't have to worry about anybody back home or, you know, who's going to watch the kids or are we going to bring the kids, you know. We didn't have to worry about that. So as everybody started having families, it kind of got a little more difficult to get out on the road every weekend. I mean, it's not only a financial burden, it's just a family a family thing. You got to have the money to get out to powwows, you know. I mean, it hasn't been as good in the last couple of years as we would like it to be. It's because we all have families and everybody doesn't work, you know. Basically, I could say that. I mean, everybody don't have a ride like we used to, you know. We used to have the big van and a truck, you know, to bring 8 or 9 of us to the powwow, you know, and we didn't have nothing to worry about then. And now it's like we have other stuff to worry about, like jobs and families and whatnot.
Tell me a little bit about, if you can, about how, when the drum came to the people of Net Lake, how it changed its history.
The drum coming, I don't really know up in Net Lake what it's done, but I know over here what it's done is it's caught the eyes of a lot of our native people. It's caught the eyes of them and made them realize, you know, that there is something other to do than to get into trouble or whatnot. You know, it gives the younger generation a better look into our history of our culture.
All right, if you had anything to say about our youth today and the people that kind of lost their way and the non-natives, how would you kind of give a perspective of coming into the circle?
I'd just say you'd have to try it before you can make a judgment on anything that happens in our circle. It's like you'd have to come into our circle, and it's like any powwows we have for any of the non-natives, the people that don't know anything about it, it's like join our circle, maybe dance, maybe just come partake, you know, watch and see what it's about, and then give your judgment. I guarantee that it won't be a bad thing for our youth to get into our circle early as we did, you know. It made it a lot better for me as an adult, I could say, you know. I mean, I have a lot more to look forward to, you know, like teaching my kids and maybe their kids, you know. So it's like, it's just something that can be passed down that's good, that's right.
Like, thank you, Joe, you know, for your time, your knowledge. And, you know, just keep what you're doing, you know, keep walking, you know, being a positive role model here in Lake Vermilion, and I'd really like to thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Powwow of the Songs is produced by KBFT, Boise Fort Tribal Community Radio, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at kbft.org.